Don't assume you know it all. Proverbs chapter 3. Good friend, don't forget all I've taught you. Take to heart my commands that help you live a long, long time, a long life full and well. Don't lose your grip on love and loyalty. Tie them around your neck. Carve the initials on your heart. Earn a reputation for living well in God's eyes and the eyes of the people. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He is the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God, run from evil. Your body will grow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. Honor God with everything you own. Give him the first and the best. Your barns will burst, your wine vats will brim over. But don't, dear friends, resent God's discipline. Don't sulk under his loving correction. It's the child he loves that God corrects. A father's delight is behind all this. You're blessed when you meet Lady Wisdom, when you make friends with Madam Insight. She's worth far more than money in the bank. Her friendship is better than a big salary. Her value exceeds all the trappings of wealth. Nothing you could wish for holds a candle to her. With one hand, she gives long life. With the other, she confers recognition. Her manner is beautiful. Her life wonderfully complete. She is the very tree of life to those who embrace her. Hold her tight and be blessed. With Lady Wisdom, God formed earth. With Madam Insight, he raised heaven. They knew when to signal rivers and springs to the surface and dew to descend from the night skies. Dear friend, guard clear thinking and common sense with your life. Don't for a minute lose sight of them. They'll keep your soul alive and well. They'll keep you fit and attractive. You'll travel safely. You'll never tire nor trip. You take afternoon naps without a worry. You'll enjoy a good night's sleep. No need to panic over alarms or surprises or predictions that doomsday just around the corner. Because God will be right there with you. He'll keep you safe and sound. Never walk away from someone who deserves help. Your hand is God's hand for that person. Don't tell your neighbor, maybe some other time or try me tomorrow, when the money's right there in your pocket. Don't figure out ways of taking advantage of your neighbor when he's sitting there trusting and unsuspecting. Don't walk around with a chip on your shoulder, always spoiling for a fight. And don't try to be like those who shoulder their way through life. Why be a bully? Why not, you say? Because God cannot stand twisted souls. It's the straightforward who get his respect. God's curse blights the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. He gives proud skeptics a cold shoulder. But if you're down on your luck, he's right there to help. Wise living gets rewarded with honor. Stupid living gets the booby prize. What a great chapter this is in Proverbs. Solomon giving us the secrets to looking good and a good night's sleep. And who doesn't want to look good? And who doesn't want to have a good night's sleep? Again, the writer tells us to take to heart God's wisdom. It's so, so important. Sometimes we can just hear things and hear things and hear things, but we don't take it to heart. We need to take this theme of God's wisdom to heart. He tells us to have a strong grip on love and loyalty. And sadly, in some areas, love and loyalty is sadly lacking. We need love and loyalty in our marriage, in our family, in our friendships, in our workplace. And certainly in our church. We are nothing without love and loyalty. You know the saying, here today, gone tomorrow, and sometimes sadly that speaks of people's relationships. Should never be that way. God wants us to be able to love and to be loyal, to be faithful. And through that, God wants us to have a good reputation, first of all, with God himself. People look for a good reputation from people around them. They want people to like them. They want to get a platform. But for the Christian, it's God's thoughts on us that really matter. We know that he loves us, but we want to have that reputation that gives glory to God. And then we will have a good reputation in the eyes of others. And so we have in chapter 3, Solomon very kindly gives us keys to looking good. And people spend vast amount of money on trying to look good. But here in chapter 3, free, no charge, keys to looking good. We need to be able to trust God. Now, some of us have probably a number of wrinkles on our forehead. We probably wouldn't have as many if we maybe trusted God more through the years. Sometimes those wrinkles and other complaints within our bodies sometimes might come because we've just not trusted God enough. We can trust God in any and every situation. He is faithful and he is true to his word, and we can put our faith in him. He goes on to say, don't try to work out everything on your own. There's something in human nature that we all want to solve our own problems. And asking for help, some of us find very, very difficult. Again, some of us have gone through very stressful situations alone because we try to work it all out on our own. And we need one another. Comes back to this love and loyalty of family and friends that can be with us to help and support us in all situations of life. Third key is this. Excuse me. Listen for God's voice. Listen for God's voice. Now, in certain Christian circles, sometimes you have people saying, oh, God said this to me, God spoke to me, and God gave me this, and God said that. And sometimes it can make the rest of us feel, well, we never hear from God. Well, we don't really have to tell people if we've heard from God, because the very words that we speak will speak from themselves. People will know whether it's something God has given us to say to them, because it will touch them deeply. It will mean something quite significant to them. We don't have to tell people that we've heard from God. I understand that for some it's just a phrase that they've picked up. But all of us, whether being a Christian 5 minutes or 50 years, we all need to listen to God's voice. I mentioned yesterday in Proverbs 2 about tuning in to God's frequency. And God wants all of his children, all of his people, to be able to listen to my voice. Jesus said in John 10, my sheep hear my voice. And so it's important to listen for his voice. And then another point that the writer says here is, don't be a know-it-all. Again, most of us have to confess there have been times in conversations, in discussions, in debates that we've come across like a know-it-all, that if you don't do it my way, every other way is second rate. And nobody really likes a know-it-all. I mean, wisdom brings humility, helps us to walk before God as we should do. Trust God. Don't try to work out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice. Don't be a know-it-all. And the result of this is quite wonderful. It says here, your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. Let me repeat that. Your body will glow with health. Your very bones would be vibrant with life. I'm sure that's how you're feeling right now. Well, if you are, that's great. If you're not, then we need to come back to these key things. Trust God. Don't work everything out on your own. Listen to God's voice. Don't know it all. Because God loves us so much, he reminds us that we shouldn't be people who are very moody, switching from one mood to the other. No sulking, no pouting, or being moody. Sometimes our moods can change like our British weather, and that shouldn't be the case. Even in the tough times, there can be a consistency of mood where we are simply and calmly trusting God, but we are not panicking. We're not biting people's heads off because we are stressed. So even in the tough times, there's that calmness that God brings through his peace and through his love. Wisdom, the writer tells us, wisdom is a good friend. Wisdom is the best of friends. Better than a big salary, it's of highest value. Can't even hold a candle to wisdom, something that's so precious and so valuable. Again, we're told that wisdom was involved in creation, telling the rivers where they should be in the mountains. When you look at creation, you can see God's wisdom displayed throughout. Magnificent. And then the writer repeats this phrase, wisdom, Lady Wisdom, Madam Insight, they will keep your soul alive and well. They'll keep you fit and attractive. There's that wonderful hymn, and it's been modernized over recent times. It is well with my soul. Lady Wisdom and Madam Insight will make sure that it is well with your soul, because whatever we face, God will give us the wisdom, the knowledge of the path to go through those difficulties. They'll keep your soul alive and well. They'll keep you fit and attractive. And we need to be fit, and we need to be attractive, not in the sense of being liked because of our facial features and physique, but because the light of the glory of God is shining in us. There's a consistency about us that people value, and they are drawn to that because they see the light of God in us. And in that role, you must always remember, in verse 27, it says, you are God's hand to the person in need. And in these troubled times, we need to be God's hand to the people in need. Those who are fearful, those who are seriously ill, those who are not well, those who are struggling financially. We need to be God's hand to our nation at this time. Wisdom is the key to healthy living. Wisdom reaches out to the needy. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your wisdom. We praise you that you want us to be spiritually fit and healthy. And in these days, we pray that we will be strong and we will help those that are weak in various areas. Father, help us to be your hand to our nation at this time. In the name of Jesus, amen.